ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. had some interesting thoughts on the Miami Dolphins and where they may go with the 19th selection.
I think, you know, Martin, because he has the ability to be a left tackle, guard, right tackle, could be in play at 15 for Pittsburgh, certainly could be in play, definitely at 19 for Miami and on down the line. So, yeah, I think, maybe one team maybe considers him before them, but that would be the one, the team I think would maybe be Pittsburgh because of his versatility. I think if you look at other tackles at that point, Cyrus Kwon Joe, you look at him, he projected to be right around that 19th pick, prior to the medical coming out. Had an inconsistent year. His stock had dropped during the year. I think he's a borderline first-round pick. I have him right now because of talent going to Carolina at 28. I think it's a little early right now at 19. So really, Martin would be the end of the line for the left tackles to project, because like I say, at 19, you got to get a guy probably on your board in your top 15. And Martin right now on my board is at 19. If they have him higher than that, or maybe he's a little higher than that, not a lot, but a little higher than that, then he would be viable. So I think his versatility, his durability, this guy didn't get hurt. He can play multiple positions. He's got a great attitude. He's technically sound. Had a heck of a year. He didn't have the arm length, but Brad Hopkins didn't have the great size either. Coming out, he was only in the 6'3" and a half range, but he did a heck of a job at left tackle for all those years in the NFL. So for me, I think he's worthy of being the 19th pick. Zach Martin is.
Guys, Notre Dame's tackle Zach Martin has been mentioned to the Miami Dolphins in just about every mock draft that you look at, and every publication they seem to be slotting him in to the Miami Dolphins. Now, he's a left tackle in college. He projects on the right side in the NFL, probably can kick into guard if he needed to, if the Miami Dolphins are still looking for a tackle, if they feel like in free agency that they can do that, or if they feel like Nate Garner might be able to fill that role at the right side. There's a lot of possibilities, but Zach Martin's the guy everybody's talking about to the Dolphins.
Well, we just got to wait and see, but if he's not talking about his strength like before and just having just shorter arms, I'll take that all day, because when you're on that right side of the offensive line, you're not getting the best pass rusher. You're getting a pass rusher that you pretty much can handle and not have to have double team help. And if he has the strength and the capabilities of being able to get a couple of positive yards of moving the defensive line so we can get the running game established, I need, because of the versatility that Kiper was talking about, he has the capability of doing all of those things. So we need to fill that roster spot. We need to fill the rest of the offensive line so we can be productive and putting the ball down the football field. If we have the opportunity to get an offensive lineman to come in and start right away and be productive, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it as well. And because you have a solid offensive line, you may need a big running back to run behind that offensive line. Here's
a lot in the draft.
Mel Kiper's thoughts on the running backs, the big running backs that make sense at some point in the draft for the Miami Dolphins.
You look at a true running back like Andre Williams at Boston College, I think he's going to go third or fourth round. Kadeem Carey, even though he didn't run well from Arizona, certainly is going to figure, I think, somewhere on day three of the draft. Is a guy that certainly, I think, can make a team. Antonio Andrews didn't run well at Western Kentucky, which you didn't expect him to, but he's a good football player. You can probably get him as a late rounder or undrafted free agent. Of course, the top big back is Carlos Hyde from Ohio State, who's going to, I think, be the first running back taken, and I think go somewhere maybe mid-second round, early to mid-second round. So he's the best big back, and like I said, he's going to come off the board, I guess, the first back, but more so, I would say, right now on round two.
A lot of big backs in the draft, Troy. You got to shore up that offensive line, but I think the Miami Dolphins may take a look at either a veteran guy in free agency, still plenty of backs there, but definitely somewhere from the third round on in the draft.
And I know Troy Stafford's going to hate this, but running backs come a dime a dozen. I mean, right now, the running back position is kind of devalued, but you need that big, strong running back. That guy is going to get you the tough yards, but more importantly, that guy is going to run behind his pads and sometimes create a hole where there is no hole. So there are some guys that you can get in the later rounds, but, the Miami Dolphins, if they address all their other needs in the draft, and in free agency, then there's a chance that you can pick up another young running back in the draft. But when you look at free agency and you look at some of the other guys that are out there, you have Maurice Jones-Drew, you have other guys out there, you have Blunt, and he's a guy that is an earth mover. He's a guy that is going to run down. He's a one-cut runner. But then you can't discount the running backs that we have. We have some good guys here. And I think taking advantage of the blocking scheme of our new offensive line coach, I think there's going to be some things. There's going to be some things that with our running backs that we're going to see that we didn't see in the years past.
Running backs, luxury. Offensive line necessity. That's the way I would put it going into free agency, and I would put it in May's draft in 2014.